The high security center, CISNE, well, environmental license has been approved by the competent body, namely the Secretariat for Environment and Natural Resources. There were concerns expressed regarding the harm inflicted on the environment. We can confirm that the prison in question will still preserve its kind of ecological credentials because there will be monitoring centers with regards to the state of the ecology and the environment in the area. Prior to the environmental license being granted, together with the scientific support of 40 certified professionals who've got a great deal of experience, and they were able to determine that this prison will respect the ecosystem as it currently is. There was a question also from Mr. Carazo as to whether there's any sort of favoritism with the environmental license approved. I can say that the pre-selection has started for the building companies, those who will be building this high security CISNE prison within the health emergency, I have to say, within the prison system. This process will be carried out as per the public tender laws and the implementing regulations, fully abiding by the provisions of the law. I'd like to stress the fact in Honduras, there was a derogation for classification of these public documents, particularly when it comes to environmental ones. It was known as the secret law in order to provide more transparency when it comes to these proceedings. It is going to be governed by the transparency law, access to public information, with the oversight of the Institute for Access to Public Information. Of course, there will only be reservations which are going to be needed just for normal security issues. I'd now like to give the floor to the representative from the prison center,
Coronel Ramos.
Colonel Ramos.